This show is designed to give general information related to investing in finance. Neither Aaron Katzman, his guests, nor the radio station are rendering legal, tax, or specific investment advice. If you need such advice, contact a licensed advisor.
And welcome to the Aaron Katzman Show. I'm your host, Aaron Katzman. We speak about your life, your money, and your investments. And as always, we're coming to you from the spiritual and soon to be financial capital of the world, Jerusalem, Israel. If you like this content, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. So today, I'd like to speak about something which is really important. And the reason it comes to mind is a meeting that I recently had. It's how you can get sort of spoiled or almost carried away when the stock market starts moving higher, when you're in a bull market, right? People tend to lose rational thought. Ben Carlson writes, "Lately, it feels like every time I log in to check my investment accounts, the market values are higher than the previous time I looked. The stock market continues to hit all-time high after all-time high. I have to admit, feels pretty good when things are going your way in the markets, and it seems like everything you touch turns to gold." He wrote this a few years ago, not this recent big move up in the market, but he wrote this about 5 or 6 years ago. He continues, "It would be nice to assume that my intelligence has risen along with my skills as an investor, but I have to admit that it's not really what's going on here. We just happen to be in the midst of a strong bull market. So I have to remind myself, seeing your investments rise is no way to validate your level of intelligence. In fact, it can be extremely dangerous to your wealth when the music stops playing." Why do I bring this up? Well, I had a meeting a few days ago with a man who was widowed, who was in his mid-80s, and he had to make some decisions about where he wanted to live and what have you. And he showed me his accounts, and he had, I don't know, somewhere around $200,000, maybe $250,000 in investments, and spread across an individual account and a retirement account, an IRA. And there was something very interesting. There was one stock that made up of that number, maybe about 80% of his portfolio was made up in a stock. The name of that stock was NVIDIA. Okay, great. He picked it all his own, right, a few years ago, and he made a lot of money on it. But, okay, somebody in their mid-80s, right, who's going to start needing this money because it's part of the solution to where he's going to be living in the not-too-distant future. So I suggested, good for you, but maybe now is the time to maybe diversify a little bit. And he goes, well, I don't know anything about stocks, right? I got this tip to buy NVIDIA and I look on it every now and then and I think it's just going to go up again, right? It's going to keep going up, right? I think it's going to go to 800. That's what he said. I think it's going to go to 800 by the end of this year. I said, okay, and what if it goes to 150? And he's going, well, how can that happen? Every time I check, it goes up and up and up. That's exactly what Ben Carlson is saying, right? Don't lose your intelligence. This is all the money you have in the world. And you did great, and maybe you got lucky, and maybe it was a phenomenal analysis on your part. But at some point, you can't keep rolling the dice, right? You have to rely on what, tens, decades of investment analysis tell you. And that's that you're not going to keep picking the one star stock every year. And even if you do, it might drop. Now, it's one thing if you do, if you're 40 years old and it drops and you want to hold, I'm going to hold on to this forever, right? But when you're 85, and again, you're going to need this money shortly to supplement your income and help assist yourself in making a choice of where you're going to be living. Can you really, really afford to have all your money in one stock? I'm reminded of a friend of mine back in 2000. I know I'm dating myself. I know I look younger than that, right? You can start doing the calculations like, well, if Katzman was in the business in 2000, that was like 23, 24 years ago. So what's he now? Like 35? But that doesn't make any sense. He looks like he's 35, but he can't be. The math doesn't work out. Anyway, I had a friend. He's still a friend whose whole goal was to become a millionaire in Nokia stock, okay? And I'll tell you, Nokia back then, right now, everybody looks at Nokia. What's Nokia? Anyway, he almost made it. He got to like $850,000. And then March the 10th, 2000, the bubble popped. That wasn't good. And that was it. That was the high, right? And then Nokia stock plunged. Now, the good thing about Nokia stock, like their phones, when it hits the ground, nothing happens to it, right? That's the beauty of that little. Remember the old Nokia phone that fit your hand like that? You could throw it off the Empire State Building and nothing would happen. You could just pick it up and continue your conversation, not like the phones of today, right? That was the beauty of Nokia, is that when it fell from really, really high levels, nothing happened. Sort of like when his $850,000 turned into like $1.50 because the stock lost over 90% of its value. Anyway, I digress. The point of that is for him, right? He was in his 30s when that happened. So he's had another 30 years or whatever, 22, 23 years, right? To recover and put more money away and save his retirement accounts. And he's fine financially, right? But when you're 85 to do that, that's a little bit of a problem, okay? Carlson actually says researchers have found that the brain activity of a person who is making money on their investments is indistinguishable from a person who is high on cocaine or morphine. The brain of a cocaine addict who is expecting a fix, and people who are expecting to make a profitable financial gamble, are virtually the same. The danger in allowing a bull market to increase your confidence as an investor is that it can lead you to take unnecessary, avoidable mistakes to continue to get that high. Now, I wouldn't say that this guy is necessarily taking cocaine, but it's really interesting, right? You never think you're going to be wrong, and you need a fix, right? You know, I got to make another trade. I'm going to always make money, right? I understand where it's coming from. I think it's a little extreme. I've been in the business for a long time. I don't know that it's like taking cocaine, but never having done that, just for the record. I don't know if it's the same, but I understand sort of what Carlson is, what he's getting at. Now, he also says, why would I ever own bonds or foreign stocks? The S&P 500 is obviously the only game in town, right? I hear that all the time. Well, I should just link myself to the S&P 500, right? Well, that's good as long as it works, right? But over time, that doesn't necessarily work. There are other indices, there are other markets you want to be into, right? There could be small cap stocks, now technology stocks, mid cap stocks, foreign stocks, right? Which have been underperforming for the better part of the last 15 years or so. So at some point, probably their time in the sun will come. For those of you who are 85 years old and only have $200,000 and $250,000 to your name, you might want to put some of that money in bonds just to protect some of the principal. You might, right? Depends on your financial situation, but that's something, right? But to discount it because you just go, I'm going to let it ride on NVIDIA. I don't know. I was, I tried to be nice, politely say, this is real, not really a good idea, the way that your money's invested. But that's for, again, everybody can take and do what they want with my advice. But the point of this is, don't get carried away when markets go up, and don't think that you're a genius because markets are going up and you're making money. Okay, still be smart. Your portfolio, your allocation needs to be based on what your specific goals and your specific needs are, not what's written in the financial media and not what your friends are telling you at the water cooler, right? You have to look, you have to analyze your own situation. What do you need the money to do for you in the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Okay. And that will go a long way to dictate how much, again, how much money you should have in stocks versus how much money you should have in fixed income. And then, as you know, as history, as statistics show over and over and over again, you really should diversify. Right, diversifying can really help A, manage your risk, which is also important because you don't really want, you know, being on the roller coaster is great when it's just going up and up and up and up and up, right? It's not scary when you're just going up and up and up. It's when you hit that crest and then you go down really, really fast and you start screaming, right? That's how the roller coaster works. It's great when it's going up. It's not so much fun when it's going down, right? Never seen anybody like throw up on the way up, right? They throw up on the way down because it's just too much for them to handle. Think about that. With your portfolio, it's fun when you're making money hand over fist, right? And you just look at your statement, you hit refresh. Well, hey, I made another $1,000. Hey, I made another $10,000. But that doesn't always happen. Over time, that doesn't always happen, right? You have to sort of be smart. You have to be diversified. You have to be allocated, and it all has to fit in within what your specific goals and needs dictate your portfolio should look like. So don't make the mistake. Don't get caught up in surging markets. Right, just stay level-headed, stay smart. There's nothing wrong with making money, right? If you link yourself to the market correctly and you diversify, you're gonna make lots and lots of money over time. I'm not guaranteeing it, but that's statistically what has happened in the past. Obviously, past performance is no indication of future results. So take that in mind. If you have questions about your portfolio, you can ask me, and or not, right? You can ask somebody else. But it's really, really important. Don't get carried away when markets are going higher. You've been tuning in to the Aaron Katzman Show, where we speak about your life, your money, and your investments. If you like this content, please hit the like button below. And you have not yet done so, please subscribe to both the YouTube channel and to our podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll speak to you soon.